البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome again my dear brothers and sisters in Islam to Ramadan Q&A series, and we will continue inshallah today with the nullifiers of fasting and commonly asked questions about this topic. Someone might ask, ابتلع عامدا ما لا يعد طعاما ولا شرابا كالحصاة فهل يفسد صومه. If somebody wonders, is swallowing objects that are not considered food or water, like coins for example, or dirt, pebbles, grass, anything that is not considered to be food, is swallowing intentionally something that nullifies the fasting? Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, the opinion of Imam al-Shafi'i and his companions, and Imam Abu Hanifa, Malik, and Ahmad, and the Jamahir, the majority of the scholars, or the scholars in general, they agreed that eating and consuming anything, whether it is considered to be food or not, does nullify your fasting. So it doesn't matter if the substance is considered food or not, swallowing it through your mouth and for it to result in your stomach, that would automatically break your fasting. The next question, what about the leftover food in your teeth? Let's say somebody has suhoor just before Fajr, and after Adhan al-Fajr he realizes there are some leftovers. What should you do about the leftovers in between your teeth? Ibn Qudama rahimahullah ta'ala, he differentiated between the categories of food left between your teeth into two scenarios. He said, أحدهما أن يكون يسيرا لا يمكنه لفظه. He said, firstly, it could be a small amount in between your teeth that it is impossible for you to spit it out. And some little tiny bits and pieces are left in between your teeth and you try to get it out and you can't. Swallowing these bits, he said, doesn't break your fasting. He continues to say about the second category, الثاني أن يكون كثيرا يمكنه لفظه. The second category is for the food that's left between your teeth to be a bit bigger in size, where you can actually spit it out. Swallowing that bits or those bits and pieces of food intentionally does nullify your fasting and break it. So be careful, and inshallah ta'ala, in the time of suhoor, after you eat, make sure you brush your teeth, floss your teeth as well, so nothing is left in between your teeth, so you don't have to worry about this inshallah later during the day. Another question that is always asked, does swallowing saliva break and nullify the fasting? Swallowing saliva normally doesn't break your fasting. Some scholars spoke about gathering saliva in your mouth, yani somebody not stopping himself from swallowing saliva for a few minutes until he collects a big amount of saliva and swallows it. Does that nullify, subhanAllah, your fasting? The scholar said it is disliked, but it doesn't break your fasting, wallahu a'lam. It is disliked for you to do that, but it doesn't break your fasting. Now, what about when you brush your teeth during the daytime of Ramadan? Sometimes your gum bleeds out some blood. Swallowing that blood in general does break your fasting, subhanAllah, because it's something that doesn't normally come out of your mouth. It is a strange substance to your mouth. So after brushing your teeth for maybe a minute or so, your gum might bleed out. If that happens, make sure you spit out that blood, wallahu a'lam. Can a woman taste her food while she's cooking during the month of Ramadan without swallowing anything, and with the tip of her tongue tasting the sauce, masalan, to make sure that is it, if it's salty too much or needs more salt? Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, أحب إلي أن يجتنب ذوق الطعام. And he said, it is more preferred to me, and I would prefer in general to avoid this altogether. فإن فعل لم يضره ولا بأس به. But if someone has to do it, if your husband is too picky with food and or you're cooking for guests and you have to, there's no harm in tasting it with the tip of your tongue and then spitting out what you've tasted, just to realize what flavors you need to add. Allahu alam. Now, ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى, he said about this topic, he said ذوق الطعام يكره لغير حاجة. He said it is discouraged and disliked tasting food during the daytime of Ramadan with the tip of your tongue. He is discouraged and disliked for no reason, but it does not break your fasting. Now, but if you have to, then you can do it, but make sure you don't swallow anything. Now, what about using siwak? Can you use a siwak and a toothbrush during the daytime of Ramadan? Yes, you can use siwak and you can use a toothbrush during the daytime of Ramadan. What other scholars differ about, is it disliked for you to use a siwak after ظهر, after زوال, or not? Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى, he said اختلفوا في كراهيته بعد الزوال على قولين مشهورين. He said the scholars differed about using the siwak after ظهر, and they have two famous popular opinions. وقال ولم يقم على كراهيته دليل شرعي يصلح أن يخص عمومات نصوص السواك. The summary of his statement, he says there's no solid proof, solid and an independent proof that states or supports the fact that you can't use a siwak after the time of dhuhr, yani up until maghrib. So you can use it throughout the day. Just be careful when you use a siwak, wallahu alam. Subhanallah, especially if you use a wet siwak, because النووي رحمه الله تعالى, he said لو استاك بسواك رطب فانفصل من رطوبته أو خشبه المتشعب شيء وابتلعه أفطر بلا خلاف. الإمام النووي, he said if somebody uses a wet siwak, in using a dry siwak there's no issues, but if you use a wet siwak and from the moisture of that siwak you taste it and you swallow it, or from the threads of the siwak you some of it breaks down in your mouth and you end up swallowing it, he said that breaks your fasting without any disagreement amongst the scholars. So the scholars agree that if that happens and you swallow it, then it does break your fasting. What we say is try to use a dry siwak inshallah. As we know, it's sunnah to use siwak when you're praying, before praying. It's sunnah to use it while making wudu and so on. Just when you use the siwak, make sure you don't swallow any of the bits that are breaking off from siwak, and avoid using a wet siwak altogether. It is better and safer, inshallah ta'ala. The same thing applies to toothpaste. A lot of people might not know this, but you can actually use a toothpaste during the daytime of Ramadan. Now, the scholars of the Permanent Committee of Scholars in Saudi Arabia, they said, لا بأس باستعمال معجون الأسنان أثناء الصيام. They said there is no harm in using toothpaste during the daytime of Ramadan. ولكن, but there's a condition. They said يجب لفظ ما تحلل منه في الفم. You have to spit out all of what dissolves from it in the mouth. Everything that remains in the mouth has to be spat out. وإن ذهب منه شيء إلى حقه من غير تعمد لم يضره. And now they said, rahimahullah ta'ala, and may Allah bless them as well, the scholars, that if accidentally you end up swallowing bits and pieces from the toothpaste, that doesn't nullify your fasting if you swallow it accidentally, not intentionally. Now, but you should do your best to spit out whatever remains in your mouth from the toothpaste. Now, Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said about toothpaste that it is permissible during the daytime of Ramadan, but he preferred not to use it due to the penetration of toothpaste. يعني, he said it's got he said لما في المعجون من قوة النفوذ والنزول إلى الحلق. He said because the toothpaste is normally strong and it is most likely for it will most likely go fully into the stomach through the throat. نعم. طيب. Some people might ask, is swallowing mucus, or does swallowing mucus nullify somebody's fasting? The scholars say if the mucus goes straight from the nose, let's say somebody has a flu and they're standing in salah and they have no tissue, and it's a bit hard for them to spit it out, if it goes from the nose directly through to the throat, to the stomach, then that does not break your fasting. But if it goes to the mouth. So if it goes to the mouth, from your nose to the mouth, then you have to spit it out. Then you have to spit it out and you can't swallow it. If you swallow it, you have to repeat that your fasting is nullified. That's according to Imam Shafi'i and the Hanbali Madhab. According to the Hanafi Madhab though, subhanAllah, even if it goes into your mouth and you end up swallowing it, it doesn't nullify fasting. That's according to the Hanafi and the Maliki Madhab. But in the Madhab al-Shafi'i and the Madhab al-Hanbali, if the mucus goes into your mouth, then you have to spit it out, otherwise it breaks your fasting if you swallow it. What about al-Qalas? The scholars spoke about al-Qalas. Al-Qalas is freshly eaten food going up and down your stomach. If it goes past your throat and it goes to your mouth, then you have to spit it out. But if it goes up and down unintentionally, without controlling it, subhanAllah, similar to vomiting, but that's not vomiting. Qalas is when they get pushed lightly and it goes back into your mouth, subhanAllah, with that much effort. Some people have issues with their stomach and the food goes back and forth easily after they eat. For those people, have to be careful. If they intentionally re-swallow it, then that breaks their fasting. But if it unintentionally happens, then inshallah there's no harm upon them bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We'll stop here today inshallah ta'ala. We'll continue with more questions tomorrow bi-idhnillah. Jazakumullah khair, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. May Allah accept your ibadah and your fasting during this blessed month, the month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.